Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Coming up from AT&T Park in San Francisco, former Giants third base coach Tim Flannery and all-star third baseman from the Colorado Rockies, Nolan Arenado. But first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. Live in San Francisco and love to play golf? Visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your two-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information. Just prior to the Tuesday night game against the Colorado Rockies, I had a chance to sit down with Tim Flannery, the former third base coach for the Giants, now working for NBC Sports Bay Area and MLB Network. Well, Flan, you know, this has been obviously such a rough season for the San Francisco Giants. And, you know, you've been through it as a player and even as a coach before. How difficult is it when you get to this part of the season? It's just been such a disappointment.
I think Brian Sabian said it best. It's almost like they keep adding games when you're just totally out and beat up and you have hardly anything left. But what you got to try to find some type of a positive spin on some of the new players that are here that are trying out, if you will, for next season and also showing what they can do for other clubs in case there's trades involved. So you just try to somehow stay positive, and you do a lot of teaching because you got a lot of the young player when you're out of it, when you're out of a race. But you know, the norm is, I mean, it's not, losing 100 is not the norm, but most clubs, there's only a few left that are still playing meaningful games this time of year. So you've got to find a way to motivate yourself and get something out of it.
When you try to put your finger on what went wrong this year, it's hard because it really isn't just one area. So when you look at it, what do you think? And then going forward, what needs to improve for 2018?
That's a tough question. I don't think anybody can say one thing. If it was one thing, it'd be real easy. But, you know, it started with, you know, nobody knew it was playing left field. You didn't know what kind of production you were going to get. You weren't getting any out of the outfield the first half of the season. We had injuries. You had, you know, some deaths in the families of close families that stole energy. And it just seemed like it snowballed. And then you're also in a division that just immediately lets you know that you have no opportunity at all to be a part of this division this year. And reality, you look at it, you won three world championships. When you win, you draft last. So you're not getting the number one picks. You're getting picks that are good ball players, but sometimes they're not the, you know, showstopper. So you're trying to find what you have. You're evaluating everybody from your players to your coaches to front office folks. It's an unhealthy energy. I you know, World Series and pennant, that's a great energy, but it's still heavy duty where after games sometimes I'd vomit back then, you know. But this is very unhealthy energy when you're constantly concerned about what's going to happen next season, and that's a hard thing to carry around.
Well, it was a real bummer that the Giants didn't get to evaluate some of the young guys who got hurt, you know, especially a guy like Christian Arroyo. What did you think about him when he was a Giant? I know he tailed off there, but, you know, if he makes the adjustments, he's got to be a guy that's pretty exciting.
If I had to pick any of the position players, I would say he was the guy that I, in a short time, enjoyed seeing the most because he had energy. He came up in a bad time and brought energy. He didn't let it affect him, what was going on around him. He went through a little bit of a tough spell. He made some adjustments, but he never changed. And he also knew that he could win games moving runners defensively, you know, sack fly, running the bases. It wasn't always, am I winning games by, am I 3-for-4, which is so much the game now. You can win games by doing other things. So I'm anxious to see how he comes back.
You've mentioned energy a number of times, and you are a real energetic player. You know, how important is it to have a couple, three guys on your team like that that are just going to bring energy? They may not hit 320, but they're the guys that bring the energy.
You got to have it. And now if you have a superstar like a Nolan Arenado and he has that type of energy. You got a superstar who plays with an edge. And Nolan is the nicest guy in the world off the field, but on the field, he is just crazy in the mind and obsessed to do well and to play hard and to compete and to win. Those are the players that if you're going to play 162 games and win, and you look at the clubs we had winning here in San Francisco, we had those types of misfits, whatever you want to call them. They might get kicked out of a restaurant once in a while, but you know what? You're going to want them in your lineup every night.
You know, when you get snake bit, too, with injuries, you know, Bumgarner being out and Melanson not being healthy all year, just on and on as far as that goes, it's got to eat at a manager. How do you think Bruce Bochy has handled this whole season? Because, you know, he was used to being with a winning team that's contending, and it hasn't happened.
It's hard. It's very hard for him. But, you know, he's built for this. He's built to sustain weather and sustain good times, bad times. He's been through it all. So, now, does it make it easier? No, but it won't affect him showing up the next day and ready to try it again.
Before I let you go, you know, this day, really, we're talking about home runs because the home run record could get broken today. And, you know, people talk about launch angle and all that, the players being stronger. There has been some talk about the baseball, too, Flan. I mean, whether or not it's juice or just tighter or whatever it is, what's your theory on the home run record just dropping this year?
Well, I do believe that the ball's tighter. I do believe that it is harder, and I do believe it's traveling farther. I also know that there's no more, you know, we were all about putting the ball in play and not striking out, and now that's not even a stat. It's they'd rather have a home run than sometimes making contact. Well, Joey Votto's still got the two-strike approach, and he's still doing well with it. But I think Brian Dozier and some of the guys like that, they never cut down with two strikes and they hit home runs, but their bodies also and their ballpark sometimes, maybe not Minnesota, are built for that. And guys like me in our day, if we would have hit ball in the air, it would be out at the warning track. So you got to find out who you are and you got to find out what kind of game you want to play. And I really don't believe you can have a team full of those guys when you get to the pennant and a playoff in the World Series. You can have a few of them, but I still think putting the ball in play and the pressure on the defense when the pressure is the highest it is of the whole season, we've proved that. You can still win with playing the old-fashioned way of pitching defense and scoring one run more than the other guys.
Absolutely. And by the way, how are you enjoying your post-coaching life? Because I know you wanted to get more into playing your music, and you're doing a lot of work, not only here on NBC Sports Bay Area, but with MLB Network. I mean, it's been fun to watch you do it. How much are you enjoying it?
I absolutely love it. I love being up here, you know, and I also learned, this has been a learning experience where it's not easy when they're not winning. So you got to work harder as a TV radio guy or whatever. And then you go back to MLB, it's a lot like coaching where you got to do the scouting reports on 30 teams and know everything about every club. And I love that. I love the performance part of it. As you know, I've always been a song and dance guy and just released a new record. And I've been touring with, and you can get me on iTunes. The new record is Last of the Old Dogs. And every cent goes to our nonprofit for anti-bullying, anti-violence, the Love Harder Project. So I've got a lot on my plate. I didn't retire because I had money. I retired because it was getting unhealthy after all the years of doing it. And I figured if three World Series doesn't make you happy, four ain't going to make you happy either. So it was time for me to try something else. And I'm probably the happiest I've been in my life.
I'm really glad to hear that. Thanks so much, Tim. I really appreciate it. And we'll see you again soon.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Joe.
That's former Giants third base coach Tim Flannery. Also on Tuesday, I had a chance to ask the manager of the Giants, Bruce Bochy, in the Giants dugout about the Major League overall home run record, which is about to fall. Boch, Major League Baseball is on the verge of a home run record overall. What's your take on why there's so many more home runs this year?
I think that my biggest take on it is that players are trying to hit more home runs, you know. Their philosophy overall on a lot of these position players is to get the ball in the air and also pull the ball and get the ball in the air and hit as far as you can. And, you know, so you're increasing the launch angle, whatever you want to call this, but is to, you know, stay away from the ground balls. And so they're sacrificing a little bit more contact to do a little more damage, and that seems like that's the philosophy across the board for the most part.
that what you want to see from your guys?
Well, it's something we have talked about. Yeah, it. I think if you look at our club, you know, we do have a little power shortage, to be honest. And but this part plays a little bit different. But still, you know, if you pull the ball, it's legitimate park as far as hitting home runs. But that's not how we're built. Now, you know, I can't tell you what's going to happen this winter, but that is something we have talked about.
That's Giants manager Bruce Bochy. Coming up, we're going to hear from all-star third baseman Nolan Arenado of the Colorado Rockies. His brother, Jonah Arenado, plays in the Giants system. We'll talk to him about that when we come back on Inside China Basin. Do you want to go to the perfect restaurant and bakery before a Giants game? Why not go to the place where Matt Cain ate before he threw his perfect game? That's Town's End Restaurant and Bakery. It's true, I'm not making this up. On June the 13th, 2012, Matt Cain had a great meal at Town's End, then took the mound down the road at AT&T Park and tossed the first perfect game in Giants history. Your meal can be just as effective after you choose one of their homemade sourdough English muffins, scones, and breads. Town's End also serves cage-free Petaluma eggs. For 26 years, Town's End has been capturing the spirit of San Francisco with consistent quality from their family-run business. Serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., and brunch on Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., Town's End is located right along the Embarcadero at 2 Townsend Street in San Francisco. Eat at Town's End Restaurant and Bakery, and who knows, perhaps you can be perfect that day too. Before the Tuesday game between the Giants and the Rockies, I had a chance to chat with the third baseman of the Colorado Rockies, Nolan Arenado. Here was that conversation. Hey, Nolan, you know, you've had some great seasons personally. How much more fun is it this year to be in the race, you know, playing right down to the wire here in September?
I mean, it's great. I mean, this is what I've been wanting to play for a long time. It's, you know, obviously being in this position, meaningful baseball games. That's all we've ever wanted, and we have an opportunity now, and it's been great. Years past, it's been kind of hard going in these last couple weeks because, like,
all you want to do is put up numbers and this and that. Now it's cool that the main concern is winning, and that's all you think about.
What is it about the makeup of this team that makes it different?
You know, it's just every day, how you bring it every day, and that's what we do. We've been bringing it every day, and I think a lot of it has to do with preparation, and we have a lot of guys that here that prepare and get themselves ready to go, and so far it's been great.
You guys have always put up offensive numbers. Do you think, you know, the pitching has proved enough, especially at home, to keep you guys in more games, whereas before, you know, it was a little rougher in that regard?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's been great. You know, like I said, years past, it's been really hard, and now it's been fun, man. It's fun coming to the ballpark every day, you know. I put it this way. I wake up in the morning, and I can't wait to go to the ballpark in the last 12 games. Last year, I was like, man, I can't wait to go to the beach and get this off season going, you know, because – you know, it's just, that's just how it goes. You know, when you lose, it's just not fun baseball, you know. But now it's fun coming to the ballpark every day knowing that we have a chance to do something special.
Bud Black has a lot of experience. How much has that played into the success? And also, he's a real intelligent guy. I mean, do you notice that on a daily basis?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, he's a smart man. He knows a lot. He seems like he handles the pitchers pretty good. He has a good idea of what he wants to do and what we need to accomplish, and he brings energy every day, and it's something different than what we've had in the past.
I had a chance to watch your brother, Jonah, who's in the Giants organization at San Jose, and he really picked it up at the end of the year. I know you were following him, you know, every day. So what did you think about the way that he finished up his season?
Yeah, obviously I'm very proud of him. You know, it was early on, I was kind of wondering what was going on there, you know, and I was kind of worried about him, you know, because baseball, when you struggle, it stinks, and I know he wanted to prove a lot of people wrong, but, you know, it didn't work out early on, but toward the end, he finished really strong, and that's what baseball is. It's not how you start, it's how you finish, and I think the Giants are happy about that, and I was very proud of him to see him overcome some adversity.
Yeah, he was hitting well. He also played third base better, too. I mean, it just seems like he's making those little improvements. How much does the work in the offseason that maybe you and others do with him really pay off?
Yeah, I mean, he's working hard. He's always worked hard, but he's getting there, man. He, you know, he's young. He's raw. He's a raw player. I think getting drafted at high school, he was already raw. You know, he wasn't, like, put together how some of these other young kids are, you know. I think he has some things to get better at, but he is. He's getting better every year. And I think, you know, you got to hopefully he continues to get better, you know, because I think that's the only way he's going to go. I think he's going to go, only way he's going to go is go up.
He told me that when you guys were kids, if you were even playing wiffle ball, that it was so competitive. You would have your cousin playing and him, and you guys, everybody wanted to win, even though it's just a wiffle ball game.
Yeah, it gets pretty intense. I mean, we'd have some fist fights over basketball, wiffle ball, anything you could think of, but that's just how we are, you know. It's actually kind of still like that to this day. Ping pong is super intense. Paddles being thrown if you lose. Snapping bats, snapping paddles against the garage. So it's pretty intense, and that's just how we are, and we can't help it.
All right, last thing. You're obviously an MVP candidate. In your mind, without even trying to plug yourself, what makes an MVP? What do you think really is the criteria that should be looked at?
Well, you know, I think it's for me, I think an MVP is a guy that does it both sides. You know, I think, you know, guys like Paul Goldschmidt, guys like that, or Stan, you know, guys that can play defense, hit, run bases. So they got to bring something to the table every day, and I think that's what MVP is for me. I mean, obviously offense is huge, and if you're doing some pretty ridiculous things on offense like guys like Mike Trout do, or like J.D. Martinez, Jose Altuve, when you do things like over extraordinary, I mean, that's more than enough. But for my case, you know, I got to play good defense, and I think you appreciate the guy that could do both things on both sides of the ball.
And you not only hit the home runs, you have the batting average too. And not everybody does that. It seems like everybody wants to hit home runs these days. How important is it for you to have the batting average too?
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to be a complete player. That's all I think about. It's making my plays on defense, hitting the ball hard, making sure I do my job on both sides. You know, obviously, hitting for average is great, but in this game nowadays, it's kind of hard to do that with these type of pitchers and the shifts and all that stuff. But as long as I continue to grow and get better and, like I said, do both sides, I'm happy with.
Thanks, Nolan. Really appreciate it. Good luck.
Thanks so much. Thanks, Batman.
That's Rockies All-Star third baseman Nolan Arenado. Join us again on Wednesday. We'll hear from Giants hitting coach Hensley Bam Bam Mullins. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.